Все сами Мавит. Я же Шугин Дахнем Дал, но Бейнс, Митош Яхн, но Моис, we have a ratio, we have a Seifa, we have the Gemara's Kasha, but Mochni. So we have to go through each level over here. The Gemara starts off with Yudah Marab, Mitish Miach Lamois. So if you have money on top of it, Osta Tatl, if it's not money on top of it, then it's Mota Tatl. That means once they had upon it, Maisa, it's going to be Osta Tatl, not Miach Lamois. Then if right now has money on top of it, right now, or had money upon the Benesh Moshes, then it's Osir, otherwise it's Mutter. In fact, the more it depends upon Benesh Moshes, I think in the case of Mukhni, we have a memo that says, if the Shmetas ain't growing by when it has money on top of it, the more answers, that's going, the reason why we do not look at Benesh Moshes, that's of Shimon, does not hold a Mukso, does not hold the concept of this Ketoy Benesh Moshes, it's Ketoy Lekuliyamoy, Mashahinke, the Vidom Aram, by the case of Mitish Miach Alea Mois, he holds the idea of Vigilis Ketoy. And therefore, he comes to him Machmer once it was on Benish Moshes, it's Kitzer Lukuli Yomri. Not coming to give you Kitzer. Now, in this ratio, they're saying over here that when something is has upon it money, once it had upon it money, might it's ulcer, is that going according to Rav Shimon or according to Rav Yehuda? That means once the Gemara says that the Seif over here is discussing going according to Rav Yehuda, of Megillas Ketzoi. So, is the ratio also going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we do not pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Or is the ratio even according to Rabbi Shimon, and therefore we're passing like this ratio of this price over here? So the Torah brings down the Rif Shito, and they left out this halacha, whether it's miyachin or not miyachin. I have to have money on top of it right now. I have no money on top of it again. I once had, come on to me, Michael. Because he understands just like the sacred Rabbi Yehuda, within the ratio of Rabbi Yehuda. Therefore, we won't pass like the ratio. And therefore, they point down, says the Beisachim, that's the Das, the Rambam. That's the Beni Rochum. And if I build upon this, Mita Shemiachna upon Mois, what's the loch of this Mita that has no money on top of it? It's a Kli Shemach Leheter. There's no Chumro. It's a regular Kli that has Heter. It's a bed that has no money on top of it. And if the Mechaber passes Lakula, like this Avona in the Rambam, and the Rif calls, the loch is a Kli Shemiachna upon the Mois, Mois is a Kli Shemach Leheter. That's how the Sheni, the Torah exam is far the Rosh, the Gai Soshri. He says, it's true, Maisa, the Sefer is Rav Yehuda. The ratio could be even according to Rav Shimon, if you pass like Rav Shimon, or even without that, it could be Rav Yehuda, we pass like it, or it could be Rav Shimon, we also pass like it. That make a difference over here. And it's not totally upon the Sefer of Midas Ketzoy or not. And therefore, it comes out that we would pass like this Mishnah, of Mita Shemiach Alav Mois, and therefore there's Mokso. And therefore, come along Ramah, he passes the Maisa. It is in the category of Mokso. Now the question is, in the Ramah, there are two shitas how to understand this category of Muksa. And it's come out, Mita Shmiach Alev Mois, with three shitas. One, the Mechaba says, Kli Shmiach the Heter. Second, came on the Ramah, up in the Rosh, and I say it's Muksa. What Muksa? Point out the Drisha, you look at the Rishonim, taste the Rosh, you're comparing it to the Sugya of Chasar Kis, the Sugya of what we had in that Kilchov Gimel, in case of Akbado. Therefore, what level Muksa is it? Says the Drisha, wrote down by the Mogar Rom, it's like sorry kisses also to a group of Kaimoi. That's how Shlishi. Come along, and Rom writes very clearly, it's more to a group of Kaimoi. Well, I guess Maisa, who's being mocked over here, it is more to a group of Kaimoi. That means if Mita Shemiach Lele of Mois and has no money on top of it, what's the loco? Once he had money on, let's say, one day he took it out. Machaba says Kli Heter. Ramo says Kli Isser. Mogavom says sorry kiss. Three different sheets over here. Well, loco. The Ramah of Levosh says, it's Nechal Kli Shemach Isser. The Ruch HaShulchan's tiny is very stark. How can it be Chasar Kis? Where is the Makbid on Akpod on the Kilkul over here? It's a bed. No Akpod on the Kilkul over here. What's Makbid using over here? Therefore, Vadi, he wants to have even the Rishonim when they compare it to Chasar Kis. A Vadi only means Kli Shemach Isser. And therefore, somehow, the different Achoinim, the Mlakta pass this way. The Ruch HaShabbos passes this way. Hilchah Shabbos for the Shabbos. Shabbos Yenison. Three of the Mlakta play passing like this Ramah. Asara Shani, Asara Shlishi, Mishmud is not passing like it. By not being marked, we'll get to it. Aisa, the Kamal of the El Rabbani Paskins, Lachum will like this Mogavam, like this Drisho. Kamal Berhitim says to Mishmud, that's the Goyno here, it's a Shulchan Shlomo, it's a base mayor, it's a Nasibitz, it's a Graz, it's a Nazi Yisrael, it's a Kishor Arch. Mishmud is very clear, it's a Kon Chokhei, and he passing like it. He does say it's a Kon Chom Zayin. Situation: a person is not makbid. That means he has two cases: mita shmiach dolei hamayis, In the case of kiss, shmiach galamais. What tiny ones mean when the person is makrid will have this kumo and like sarn kiss. Mashen can a kiss so people do not mind putting inside a pocketbook. Say hetter and say iser, sign money. In that situation, a person not makrid, the emnik reads is not in the full category of akbado, will not be sarn kiss. But it does come out that in the case of akbado, the mishaburus paskal lochla maisa, this mita is under the category of sarn kiss, and they has a gather of being also even sarn kiss from the kaimari.
No,
they say that's only the cigarette coin trip you don't know about frame you
don't.
It's Kishma Lissir. Why is Kishma Lissir? It's a bed. It's a bed that has two uses.
So the argument is it has two uses.
It has two uses
over
here. So argument sees? It has two uses. Well, it was, money was put on Wednesday to go for Wednesday. That's what it says. Everyone agrees that money levels. Money is never put on a badness motor. Even if you put it on, you took it off. My sense, it still
he's
is.
He's basking there has two uses. It's not mixes. One.
It has two uses. It's a bad. Best
be
well, let's focus. What we hold on. Let's analyze even worse. I think. Mishmu is saying, "Kamiya lochlo myself, like the Eliyabo, like the Magarvom, like Patricia. They are in this bed over here as Nichol and Kasarinkis." Now the question is, the Rosh Hashanah's question, the obvious question. Why in the world is Sarn Kiss is no akpad upon Mitzvah Sugya of Kelkel? We're not makpid. What in the world are we giving this category of Sarn Kiss for and also Sarn Kiss for Mekarmoy? So you look at the Mekarius, and I see Sarn Achron explain this way when the Sefer Bechs Asher or the Sefer Alach HaShlemo, they seem to understand the Negate Akpad and the different things people can be makpid about. It's akpad Mitzvah Kelkel, it's going to ruin the object. Sakh Shoshchito, Milo, akpad of Kelkel. Zakpada, not to move it as tiltal. Zakpada, because people say, what are you doing? Just don't touch it. Sometimes your kid will take something of yours and say, put it down. But that does not get ruined. Just don't touch it. The loss of the swamp is a hogis b'nei odom. People say, this is not made for other things. Just get ruined. It's not get ruined. Just don't touch it. Leave it as is. Don't touch it. This is made for that. The other, they're coming in and want us to tell you, if Zakpada means to have kiltal, then mainly you mean not to metaltal it. Ichnami, that's the standard Sarn Kiss case that everyone agrees to. That's a second Shalmila. Not to metaltal mitzvah, it might get ruined over here. If there's no akpado of kilkel, the bed does not get ruined, and no akpado being metaltal, person can't be metaltal. It's just when someone tells you, don't touch it, what are you doing over here, for example? Person has a guitar, he has a guitar case. When person has a guitar case, the person wants to take a guitar case that's empty, and he'll use it, but store things inside, want to keep the door open. Guys, like, don't touch my guitar case. Guys, if it's metal, it's not getting ruined. Don't. You keep it open with something else. This is not made for that. You know, pod means that kilkel. That pod is, and hookers make other ones don't touch.
Why not? Kilkel.
If it's kilkel, it's even worse. I can have a real circus. But the case was not. The standing example, it's stalker box. A stalker box that you just bought, you bought to your house, has one lot. Most of Wednesday put money in, Wednesday the guy came and gave it to him. Come Shabbos, stalker box, and on Shabbos. The kid wants to take the stalker box and, you know, play with it.
It's not the Shabbos, it's the Shabbos.
Different case. Right, I'm saying this is not the law of Shabbos. This is a Sapo. This is what the Machlik story, the Machaber, and the Mon Vishru are discussing. Then you have this stalker box that is empty. The kid wants to play, don't touch the stalker box. That hunger that you have over here seems to be that that's the we're extrapolating it. They point out the words of the Drisha is Dedoimo. The words of the Achim is Domi. The words of Rishon are coming from not saying it is Chsarnkis, saying it's like Chsarnkis. How can it be like, but it's not? Because it's like Podum, not inside the Sugil of Kokul. Now, just to give an example, so maybe to explain it. It has a look like Chsarnkis. Not it is. It has a look like Chsarnkis. Correct, has a local like, but it is not the classic Chsarnkis. Vadim Chamun argue the classic Chsarnkis. Chamun argue something that's like Chsarnkis. Now, just for how far I take it, we have cases over here. Right now, discussing a case of Mitim Yachid for Mollies. Money is Muxim Machim Skufai. The case of Stalker Box is money is a classic example. That means the Svarbu did not go like this, Mr. Brewer. They pass in an empty Stalker Box. It's Klish Machlisser. They do not go like the Mishabura, you look at the Rosh Hashanah, Shamish, and they're not passing like the Mishabura.
Even if it was used?
Even if it was used during the week. They don't care. I pointed out that going like Ramon, they dropped the Mishabura. Most poskim, Gedolim, went like the Mishabura. to talk about is empty is if you're being makbid. If you say you're not makbid, like a kiss, it cannot be. You won't have this chumrah. But if you're being makbid, in the case over here of kain chasar kiss and ostar gufa mekaimai.
You're only going to be makbid if an adult is picking up.
Why are you taking to use for something else? We don't use it. You have nothing else to go use.
Paperweight.
I know, but if you always tell another person a paperweight, use something else. If you can't find something else, say that you're stuck. But this is not much to make for. Find something else as a paperweight.
So
you see, there's not a budget. There is not a budget, not to go use it. You're stuck.
You use it then.
You didn't say that. I did not say that. I said even during the week you'll tell a person. The same Shabbos you can do that. But even during the week you'll tell a person. No, it's not what's made for it. This maybe to bring out the point, but two shallows over here. This halacha discussing a case of Muksa Machbis Gufay. Would you say the same thing by, let's say, somebody holds a Klish Shumalach to the Isser? For example, you have your phone. Let's say your phone is a Klish Shumalach to the Isser. Accused on Shabbos to your law. You have this protection case around your phone. The protection case is not connected right now to your phone, it's off. So you want to use the protection case. Is the protection case cannot be worse in the case of the phone is Klish Shumalach to the Isser? But no, most people say, don't touch the protection case. I've seen people say, just don't touch it.
Those
people also know you. No, it's not get ruined.
It really depends on the case. The ones that don't get ruined, nobody's mad.
I'm in a situation, a person says, don't touch. Is it going to be worse than a chasar kiss? Or not? I'm saying up the kifta, you can argue the mitzvahs, but I'm saying up the mitzvahs, well, I see a lot of times. Can it be a case of something holding klishe mach, is it be worse than the category of chasar kiss? Another question over here. This halacha discussing only when something is holding something else. Mita holds money. We're saying over here a tzedakah box holds something. The kiss of Mishavu is holding something. What about the thing itself, a machbid, don't touch? A candle. The king comes over and takes a candle, wax candle, to go use to plow. Don't touch the candles. But Tati, what was it? Of course, you're not. I'm not going to ruin it. No, just don't touch the candle. Go play with your toy. Go play with this. Go play with that. We say the same thing to get to the candle. Only Dr. Sim is holding something else. Two questions basically have to understand this halacha over here. So, look at this arayah.
You keep putting examples of a little kid touching.
Right, because that's usually. Because adults also. Adult come over to take a candle.
To adults also.
100%. Adult comes over to. My adult kids, yes, they were doing things, and I ask them, why are you touching it for? Different things.
But if an adult does that, you're not going to say, don't touch it.
Yeah, you would.
It doesn't
really matter. Well, again, I told you yesterday. My kid over here, he wanted to blow his nose last night. He took out the Shabbos napkins that cost about 5 shekels, 25 of them, and instead of taking out the tissue that cost about 3 shekels, 100 of them. And I said, what are you doing? He's like, not my money. I'm like, what are you doing? And then I took out the Shabbos cup instead of the plastic cup to fill the water. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, yes. So the concept, they're both a heter. That's what the little shekels. No, but I'm just giving a motion. Yes, I tell my kids, even my adult kids, yes, like, what are you doing? It's because usually little kids are the ones that are taking things that you're mocking on.
But it has to be across the board.
Across the board.
No, we had an adult also taking Shabbos cups yesterday.
Fine, but again, let's try to understand this halacha. Again, it's a master chiddush, but I'm sure asking it. Come on the Shulchan Shlomo. Shulchan Shlomo is Abbezin of Mir Lito in the 1770s. He printed a sefer and he writes, first of all, the halacha of tefillin in Siman Shidkas and Sivdal, Mirashal, what exactly is it? The way the Shulchan Shlomo paskins tefillin is a klish shumlach l'isser. Kamal ben Amstig, he says, the bag that holds your tefillin, he says, well, even though the tefillin is not inside, it's nichel the category of chasar and kiss. Because if someone takes your tefillin bag, your talis bag, to do something else with it, it's not made for, what are you doing? Don't touch it. Like a goon, no problem over here. I'm hoping to nail them, not to go play with it. So I think over here I see a couple of points. To answer the two questions, we have two questions over here. Number one is even by case of klish shemach l'isser make it worse. Clearly, he's saying over here that it's a tefillin klish shemach l'isser. Yet he's saying the tefillin bag is chasar kiss. A passion only means when the tefillin's not inside. Because when the tefillin's inside, it's like kedei with shum inside. The kedei is klish shemach l'isser with shum inside, it's kli heter. When you're tefillin bag with the tefillin inside, it can be better than the thing itself. A lot is kli yisser. But when the tefillin is not inside, you tell a person don't touch. And therefore, the tefillin was not in from before Shabbos to on Shabbos. You're definitely category of chasar kiss. That's all.
Yeah, but
Second is, I feel the quote he's saying over here is that on the tefillin itself is called klishim lach l'iser. On the tefillin over here, why is he not saying? But people tell you, don't touch, don't take my tefillin to keep the door open with a paperweight. No one says, he's not saying that. That's klishim lach l'iser. Elamai, he's saying it's not the one thing that what category to look upon it. When it's told the other thing, how do you look upon it? When it's on the singular tefillin together, divak pado one together with another, then it has a category of. What is this thing? It's dumb to Kisarkis. This is made for that, and I only use this for that. I mean, Machmit for that thing, that has category of Kisarkis.
So, how can this
be? How with a candle, the person is Machmit not to go use, but why is a candle Klisha Machlisser? You know, you tell a person, don't touch. But that's him. Then you look at the Chepz of Shabbat, because that's what it is. Mash again, the thing itself, it's not the thing itself what it is. It's a Tafel, or being Misham or something else. Then, how do you look upon that? That's the side of the Chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah. Then what is this thing? Zak Padam Bnei Adam is Ka'in Chasarnkis.
How can the Tefillah be fine than the object itself?
So that's pointing out.
How could that be?
Because our association and how we deal with it is different.
So the Tefillah is more Chomer than
not
the thing that we're
because how do you look at the Chayfis? The Chayfis are looking at being... My dealing with it is this top of that, and I make some like products. Yeah, it's not me. Chesaronkis, double chesaronkis. I'll be honest. First time you talk about this, not what I said. The second time you talk about this, not what I said. Last time it come out, what I said now. Now it takes a while to sink in and to work upon this. And it's not, again, there's a clear reason why the Shabbos did not go this way. And the Shabbos did not go this way. Dimim Shabbos. I want to ask a candle. I want to say a candle, sir. I want to say the channel, my show. No, Mitish Miachid, yeah, I did one time. This is Mitish Miachid did one time and one day. That's it. That's one lamb also. That's one lamb also. No, that's not true. I thought of it as one does not work. That's one lamb also. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. That's the Gemara. That's one lamb also. Now, we did speak out last Chabur, and also the game over here, as one of them is only something that, let's say you buy a hammer. we did speak out, just to clarify, we did speak out last time, as one of them is, thus, that doctor something has two things what to go do with it. You can take a cup and there have either shaman or there can't have a flame there. Yeah, the Shulchan says it's mon la milsa, same thing over here as mon la milsa. But a hammer, when you bought it, you never used it. Tell me it's klishim lach l'heter. And immediately, that you just bought, tell me it's klishim lach l'heter because you never used it. The candlesticks today that we buy, tell me it's klishim lach l'heter, it's not made for this, it's all the flame on top of it. So put the candlesticks aside, because maybe the economy is making noise. Come with the ready of the prim gadim, and the price coming down. The whole idea is mon la milsa, when you have two things, what to go do with it. If ready the store formed and then created in a certain way that is made for Isser, I'm not that's Klisha Mach L'Isser. By Mita is made to be a bed, so there's Mona Lamosa. A kiss has two different options, that's Mona Lamosa. In one option, Avada will say the look is as Mona, that's what it is. Everyone sees a hammer as being Klisha Mach L'Isser. A Gamma Vos wants to say, except maybe the case of an error, wants to be served the Rash Bashito. Well, Maisa, this is for the Chiddush of the first Chalik of the Ratio over here. Now, had to mavatl it, come to Mishbua, up here the going, explain to Shaf that I'm over here. They said over here you have to do a Maisa, the Maisa you have to close the Goyim's mind, you have to do a Maisa, rip open this over here, this mito, this kiss over here. Now, what if you rip it open? It says Mishbua, up here the going, he said because over here you have a Maisa that has to mavatl your machshava with your Maisa. Which you do get involved with, well, why is that so? Every time you have a Evan, to miachel oidel, machshava the Maisa is enough. So, the Rosh Shabbos grapples back and forth, hand stamp shat in the Shabbos over here. He wants a tiny echnami, you're keeping the mitzvah shmiach l'mais, you want to be moisif to it, even in the case of heter. You want to be moisif, since you're keeping it, and being moisif to it, the echnami you have to do a mais to mevatel it. Otherwise, you want a tiny, any situation, you have any mokhs over here, you can miach l'oilim however you want it, that's the normal thing you go do. Where in the world do we see need a maisel, like you miach l'oilim? They do point out, let's say a person always keeps people, they do by the mattress, by the bed, they're miyachet to hide the money underneath the mattress. So now, is there a mattress now? Mitzvah miyach l'mois. Is it ke'en chesaron kis? These are the chodshani that your bed, best in your house, is made to sleep on, and you also might hide your money underneath that. So that is not made only for that, that's two tamshis. It's you hide your money, And also you have also, you see, on top of it, the Levada's not in the gift, I'll see you, the Levada's cool, the Kalish Shabbat, like that over here.
Does anybody keep money under the
bed? Zaidi? No, that's in the socks. Zaidi's in the socks, I'm sorry, taking it back. Now, that's Adkan the ratio, so you mean to Shmiach the Mois. Come on, the Sefer, and says, when you're not Miachad, when it's on, whether it's on upon it right now, or it's not on upon it right now, but was on upon it, Bein HaShemosh. The Lach is going to be in Mokzal, we can just get Soi. The Gemara explains the idea of Ben Hashemosh is not going according to Yehuda, according to Shem, it's going according to Yehuda. That's all the Megiddo's Katsoi. What comes out, that's very clear from the Gemara, that either was on Ben Hashemosh, or was not on Ben Hashemosh, but it's on right now, you cannot be Metaltal. So we have a locha that something that's a boss's Be'emtzah Shabbos cannot be Metaltal, Gemara. Mendal and Beis, we're Tano, we have that locha. With that, we have to like put together now the Sugyo, why is that so? Now, the Rebbe spoke out last Chaburo, last week, that something that was Ben Hashemosh is not there, came Muksa on Shabbos, if it came off on Shabbos, then afterwards the Maaseh is Mutar. That means we have Muksa B'Chetzi Shabbos, the Rajbo, what time of the Beis Seishiv, the Boidl Ishtar, the Gemara Be'er, since Muksa is Rabbonin, the Maaseh will be Megal. That's when it comes off. When it stays on, that the Gemara is saying, the money came on the bed that's not Miyachid, also Taltalai. That means there's a concept of bosses on Shabbos. Why is it also to Metaltal? Let's try to understand now the sugya of bosses, the Amstel Shabbos. So, Be'ikah, there are three mahalakim among the Rishonim. One of the interpretations of Mendal and Beis points out for the case over here, the cotton or the guy put it on Shabbos, otherwise, how do you put it on? He says, Echlami, this is a regular sugya of bosses. When it comes off, it's mortar. But when it's on, near is also, total is also. Bosses, just like we have from Erev Shabbos to On Shabbos, there's a boss on Shabbos, has all the halachas, all the dinim. There's also Tiltos also.
What if it's not
Hadassah? Well, it's not Hadassah, we have halachas to get to bosses that I cannot ask the chayfis or my chaver. In place you see this, you said, can ask the chayfis or my chaver. We had a second sheet, the Balamor, on the second Kufta Dalam Beis, Dab Samavav, Karni the Umni, the Sportal Halacha Nui Samavav. The person has these loving objects on the back of the animal, mitzad sugya tzad bal chayim, he wants to open up the rope and let these camel fall down. Out the camel going to go break, he's going to put his pillow underneath, or fall down on top of the pillow over here. I'm avada kli marchonai. The Gemara says, since there are small packages over here, we'll shake them all slowly, but we have some room on the mindset smoother, no problem. Direct the balamar bosses. How the world is shaking off the carne de omni, which a muksamach with a kiss, or a muksamach with skrufoi, off this pill over here. How can you do that? Also the tautel. Says the Balamor, you know why? Because you can only come to minar it off, and there is no bosses on Shabbos. His words are there are no bosses. The first tarot is no bosses. Now this Balamor, the Chazish wants a taina, is a das yochid. But nice, we have a Balamor, she told me his first tarot, that something that happens on Shabbos, there is no bosses. Atzad HaShlishi, the Rambad, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, the Ran, they come along and say the idea of bosses is that in a situation when you plan not to remove it. You plan to remove it. The Chlamid is no sugya of bosses. Therefore, negate the case of Kilibus of Atzamas on your plate. You plan to leave in the plate always till the end of Shabbos. It'll be a bosses. Near will be also till to be also. You plan to remove it even near until to be mortar. Therefore, the mito has money upon it, it's made that money. You plan to leave it to the end of Shabbos. If you cannot move the bed, plan to move it on Shabbos through any way till the Gufoy, the Maisa will be more to no dinner bosses. That means, no. The Maisa comes out first, we have three sheets over here. Tayshin says we have bosses on Shabbos. Balmor says we have no bosses on Shabbos. And the Rishayim say, the Rav Rishayim say, it depends. If you plan to move it, then the loch is no bosses. No plan to move it, there's a loch of bosses. I'm not sure what you're saying, but I said three sheetahs. Now, first, the Balamor Shito. Now he says the loch there is no bosses. The question the Chaim is asked from is the Gemara by Shuri Kais? That means you have machlokes in the Gemara and Beya and the Chav Alpha and Beis, you can write a great Shabbos or not. It's sad to be machmir is because it goes to the Kamalor. He'll drink from the kais, have some perum left over from his bread dipped inside his wine over here, which is Yayin Nesach. Therefore, now, Halim, you'll have the cup with Purim inside, and the person wants to be metaltal this case. Metaltal the case, either mux inside it, meals, this case over here of Purim, and you have to come out to metaltal, it's graf shari. And it's a graf shari lechatchilo. That's why you should not buy the guy. Now, it came on Shabbos, these Purim over here. So, why in the world does a person have a right to go move it? There's no bus on Shabbos. That's the kasha on the Balamar. But you can really ask from our senior. Our senior is saying that money came on Shabbos, so it's not totally. So says the Chanish to answer that when the Balamar is saying that halacha is that there is no bus, this is only negate to the sukkah of near. Tiltal lemaisa's motor. Near, and tiltal maisa is also. Tiltal maisa is also. Only against the sukkah of near, and tiltal maisa is also. Therefore, you want metalta the kais with the purim, that's also. You want minar the kani the umma, that's off, that lamais is mutter. And also, you're talking about being metalta the mito with the kasev, that lamais is also rare. Chanish goes on further, points out that his avon in the Balamar, if you look at the Mogan Avram, he brings down the Balamar, la loch lamais a couple of times. And one time, in Simon Shinches, Simchov Zain, there are two Mogavams over there. There's one Sikot Nun discussing Menar Satavo. There's one Sikot Nun Beis discussing Ritzarch Mekoimai to pick up the Tavo Matat from the Mokav Mokav. Come along the Mogavram and he says, sign Menar Tavo on the terrace of the Balamar. Also, he said the Loch is when you want Ritzarch Mekoimai to Matatal, also he says you have the Balamar. Points on the Chasnish that the Mogavram is not like him. The look at the Chanish understanding the din of the Balamar is sign the gate to near, sign the gate to total. What's the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah? What's the das of the Mishnah Berurah? So first, the Mishnah Berurah, again, we have listed, we have three malachim in the circuit. The passing Balamar is passing the Shoenim, is passing like Toysis over here. So first, we know already about the circuit of Reisam of Lob, Sukon Chovog, the circuit of Kanin Umrini, the circuit of Ahan the world to shake off the pillow. He only brought down one terrace, he brought down the Maravomas terrace of the Balamar. Paskin's Balamar. That's Aleph. Second is the Biel Loch over here. He starts over saying, what's the Loch in the gate to the Sugya of bosses? He sends you to the Magavram and Reis Samachay. Reis Samachay, the Magavram also only brings down the Balamar. That means usually the Magavram brings down both Rishainim, Kaisis and the Balamar. Reis Samachav, he brings down both Rishainim, and Shidches both Rishainim. Over here, it sounds like he sends you, but Reis Samachay is when he only brings down the Balamar. Therefore, says the Mishmur, I know there that the Mogavram is passing Balamar. That means the Mishmur is saying, I'm passing Mechor Balamar, I didn't raise Samachvah, so the Mogavram didn't raise Samachay over here. And therefore, in Raise Samachay, we're discussing, when you have this plate over here, when you want to have Shemin dripping inside, is a Sugi Mavatim Machonai, says the Mishmur and Sivkon, hey, to be now the Shemin, but you could. Except you're not going to do that because Sugi has it. Be Metatl? How can you go Metatl? Keeping the Taltos Osir, because it's your bosses. That means Mishmur Sukhon Hay says near Avad you can. Sukhon Vav says Avad Tiltu you can't. That's very good, because what's Alocha? Near Lamaisa is Motor, and Tiltu Lamaisa is also near. I'm saying Mishmur right now. That's the Mishmur right now. Now the Mishmur here starts off saying the Alocha over here is that Tiltu Lamaisa Chorid Mi, near Chorid Mi Motor. Void, the last Mishmur over here in Simon Shinyot. He ends up saying, let's say a person that has chavis that was put on Shabbos, the loch is even though emuk to the chetzi Shabbos, kol zman she isem munach la osu betotol. Anytime the chavis is upon it, osu betotol. They point out, how's Mishmur saying osu betotol? Because he's taking the Balamar halfway. That means we know the Mishmur agrees it is a katam chetzi basis. We know by the same fact Shubu already. The Mishmur brings down kivega api tesis. That's something you plan to move on Shabbos. He said only mutanir, not total. Here the Maisi asks us total, and by us it's coming to be matter. So the Mincha Shabbos points out that the Mogavam and Taz disagree. The Taz come on the Pasuk is also total, and Mogavam held mutar total. The Taz Mishmur is saying is also total, but that's Mishmur is calling the Taz. Yet Mishmur is passing like the Mogavam. They point out, Numazar Choynim, like 9-10 difference for him, the Chor Avon of the Mishnah Berurah is, then he's coming out with his idea of the Chazanish. The concept is that Nir can be Mutter, Tiltal can be Osir. That means Mishmur is clear in the end over here, Tiltal is Osir. Mice in Reis Samachay, Reis Samachvav, because it's a good meal, Mice can be Mutter. And here also seems to be saying the Loch is that Chubut is Nir and Tiltal. Pashas, you read the Be'alach by us slowly, it's not Mephorish that way. He starts with saying the look over here is Osla Tautl. Right there, it says Yavich Machlov Lamois says to be a look designed Osla Tautl. If it's Mutlanar, he says, then Ayn Shimish and Chesiv Kotten Nun. He says Ayn Reisam Chesiv Kotten Beis, it seems to be Mutlanar. That means in this Bialoko, Kemat Mufur, she's saying black and white these words, Kemat, I know you've argued the point. He's saying Tiltal Osir, near Ayn here, Ayn there, Maisim Mishpur is Matin, Mokavang Maisim Matin near. That means he's saying this idea, this concept of here, Tiltal Osir, near Maisim Mutter. Agam, look at Mokavang over here. It's Kemat word for word, the words of Mokavram. He starts with saying it's Oslo and Ar. It's a Mutal Tautal. He sends this image to test of Dalit. So, if I'm saying that Mokavram come over saying that Tautal is Mutter, so it's not clear that Mishwur, I mean, somebody you're going to have to answer the Mokavram how he said Kemat the same words as the Bialoko. Actually, the Maisa comes out, I think, one mouth of the Mishwur, 9-10 difference from one, very simple. Mishwur is saying to get to Boston Shabbos, near his Mutter and Tautal's Osir. Come on, Lorcha Shabbos, and he says, there's no way they're saying this Pesha and Mishnah Berurah. There can't be. So the Maisa, the Mishnah Berurah, never speaks it out. If you're saying this Chidush HaLalocha, that the Chanush built off the Sugya and Beya, Pesha and the Balamor, then the Mishnah Berurah is right. Like he wrote by Sefer Tshuva, Chetzi Bosses, near his Motor, Tiltal Zosser, he should write. Also, Boss Mamzer on Shabbos, he should write. The Loch is Tiltal Zosser, near his Motor. Let him say that. True, you have a right from Reisam Chay and Reisam Avlov and the mysterious Mishnah Berurah, and you answer it. But write it, say it. Why don't you say it? What do you think? Mishnah Berurah is written for people to understand, not for you to figure things out. It's not a lot of Moshe Mishnah, but do you come over here? If he wants to argue, what Eidi points out, he says, read the Mishnah Berurah, he sends you back to the Magar Vom and the Mishnah Chay of Kotel Nun. Over there discussing to even Matu Tiltal. If you want to say the Pshat of the Mishnah Berurah is not the way, you want to say the Mishnah Berurah holds, the Loch is, what he's saying here, is first you have to go do Nir. If you can't do Nir, then do Tiltal. At the end of the day, Mishnah Berurah agrees you can do Tiltal. Just he's saying over here, first do Nir, if you can't do Nir, then do Tiltal. Now, that's what he's saying over here. And that's what he's saying. The Maisa is Mephakrik upon it. First of all, it comes out that the end of Simon Shin Yud, Mishmur is causing, the Tana says he can't do Metalpo. He never addresses it, Mishmur says, can't be Metalpo. According to him, he can't do it, can't be Metalpo. Second, he says, Mishmur sends you back to Simon Shin Ches, Sivkot Nun. He says, there's Mata Tiltal. Not true, there's not Mata Tiltal. That says only near his motor. Sivkot Nun Beis is what's coming to Mata Tiltal. Mishmur's Vein Meduyak, he sends you back to Sivkot Nun, which coming to Mata Nir and not Tiltal. Void Lukhor, he never answered, also Rei Samachay. Over there it says, I cannot do near, because else I'm going to lose over here, the Shemin over here. Therefore, I want to do Tiltal. The Mishmur said, Tiltal you can, that's also. Before he never really addresses the rise against him. He wants to say, Mishmur does not mean to Mechabit to near in Tiltal. But there's an argument, Hamasan and Mishmur. He does have a good aura. Mishmur is very awesome. Unless you say, no, the Bialocha says a black and white. Let's read the Bialocha. He says, Tiltal is also. What's the Locha there? He might say, come over your mountain. A local myself. First, the Mokavon comes out and says, someone came to Boston on Shabbos, you pass in Balamor, and he comes out, you cannot do near, you can't do Tiltal. And therefore, the Graz over here in our Simon, Simon Shinyur, says, Yamit Shmiach Lavavavayis, the Loch is, you cannot be Matautal, says Graz, you have to first do near. And goes on the Graz further, you cannot do near, go do Tiltal. Black, white, he says it. And the Chori is saying it, Kedakli, he's building off the Mokavon. That means we have the Mokavon, and the Graz, and the Nez Yisrael, and the Kitchen Aruch, and the Ben Ishchai, the Lechon, and Paskin, suddenly come the bosses on Shabbos, the law is like any case of Shokach. Do near, can do near to a case of Tiltal. Therefore, for example, you have Klippes and Atzalis on the table, one being Metatl, Muxel, let's say Kreis, not where the Chilis Behemo, Klippes and Vagreisim over here, the law is according to Magavram, Graz, Kitzer, Ukaino, the law is Minar, Kim Minar. What do? Do Tiltal. There's no issue being metal to something in Shabbos when it's a bosses and you cannot do Minar. The Maisa, who disagrees? The Taz is saying at the end of the seven cannot be metal. And the Mishmur writes, according to Graz, cannot be metal. Only near his motor. What? Regular Tiltal. Tiltal means Tiltal Mansad. You're picking up the plate and you have Klippes inside of it. Tiltal Mansad. No, can't pick up any dying. It means the Tiltal gets to your bosses. Can metal to the bosses. Which is a Tiltal Mansad. Again, to be what malach the mishibu magavam udiime. The halacha is there's no bus on Shabbos, meaning like the sugya of shakayach shachach. The halacha is first dudiyah ki dudiyah metal the buses. We have a second sheet of pash the mishibu like the taz. It cannot be metalful. Only thing you can do is a case of near over here. Once they pass like the balabar, atzad shlishi kamul baruch Shabbos. He tainis the balamor. He's a das yochid. Who says? Chamli says das yochid. So we're not going to pass like the balamor. Can't. We're going to pass like the Ramban and the Rajbo and the Ritvo and the Ran. It depends if you plan to remove it or not. If you want to come along with the chumrah, if you do not plan to remove it on Shabbos, a garment comes off. The loch is now it comes off because then it'll be mutter. But if you do not plan to remove it on Shabbos, the loch is sign near also sign tiltel is also. You pass like these, you showing them. Look, Maisa, you want to go that a chum over here, but you do not plan to remove it, near zasa and tiltul zasa. Now it'll come out that's his chum, but he has a massive kul over here. Now first, he's saying you go like the Rishayim. Look for the Orcha Shabbos. He's going against the Paiskim, against the Mogavom, and the Graz, and the Yisrael, and the Kitzer, and the Mishavu, and the Banish Chai. I think he's a little bit of a chusp over here. He says, I'm going to drop all the Paiskim and go like the Rishayim. But he said, this is fast yachid, balamar, bachanish. Maisa, later, he dropped the Paiskim more like the Rishayim, what he calls the Rishayim. But he had to realize his Chumah is a massive kula. He comes along and discusses how in the world to clean up the table on Shabbos. You plan to remove the klipa, it's not Thomas. You plan to remove it, there's no bosses. There's motor, Tonto's motor, everything's motor. No problem over here. So he wants to know how to clean up things on Shabbos? What's the problem? There's no bosses. I call it the Rishayim. That means we discussed it with Tom how to clean all things on Shabbos. Or he says that Orcha Shabbos has a different Mahalach. He says, yeah. What's the problem? I plan to remove it. There's no bus on Shabbos. Metal to your plate. The question is, us who follow the Mishnah Berurah, how do we clean up on Shabbos? I mean, you have the plate over here. Let's say you have your pistachio shells on the plate. That means the animals cannot eat it. Or let's say you have other things on some place that there are no dogs around. How in the world do you move your plate over here? Oh, so first you can start off saying, number one, it's a sugya of graf. Massive graf. Then you get involved with the cloak of graf. Is it mias? Is it inimus? Which would not seem to pass in the Rishayim test. Well, together over here is Machlokes Taz versus others. Is it a situation of Makom Dirasa, not Makom Dirasa? We could say graf. Let's put graf to the side. The Chumrah, before we to answer this, what the Eilim is doing. The Eilim might have fixed up a plate, no problem. So first you have there's a group of four different Mahalchim among the Rishayim, why it's mutter. That means one, number one, you can say it's mutter because you have the Mogav Rav, and you have the grass and the Kitzer. We pass through Malamar, first in there, the kid do near to tell them it's on. The kid's Minar over here, can mess up things over here. You want to get the plate off over here? No problem. I mean, you have, if you go like the Mogav Rav and the grass and the kids and the Banish Chai over here, a local miser, it won't be a problem. Just go over the top and take it off.
If you have a plastic table, you just put it on.
If you can, I cannot. Won't have this. Number two over here, in the Mitzav, the Rishon over here, of the Ramban, the Rash, Ritva, and the Rabbi, plan to remove it. You can mitzav them as a Shito. There is no boss on Shabbos. Number three, we have the Rishon, the Rashba, that we're going to get to, Bez Hashem, we'll see, that we have a kasher, when you have claims that someone's on the table, in fact, the Rishon bosses. We said the Magavam had four Tirotsim, three in Taisus, one in Balmor. There's a fifth Teretz, the Rashba. Eventually we'll get back to the next Chaburah. Rashba Shita is, things that are lost in the Shibur, the Kodesh Chayadim, is a Prutais, has no Cheshivas, Klippin and Thomas is garbage, there's no Din Bosses. Bosses mean, this comes to Mishabash that, this is garbage. Something has no value, no Cheshivas, Command the Lesser, there's no Sigur Bosses. We'll have to get to that and find it. No, there's no Sigur. No, you have to tell them that. You can't pick up the Muksa, it's a rack. But the value of the loch is, no single bosses, and never pick up the chayfas underneath. There the Rashba holds, Menaris the tablo with Umatatl and the tablo over here, so no problem. One of us trusts him once the time is, there's no bosses, because there's no chashivas over here. Void a fourth reason, Rashi in the Mishnah, on the, when he discusses the sugi of Umatatl, Klippas are glazing. Rashi learns that Klippas are glazing, but not really Michael Behemo. Since you plant your movements, it's not bosses, it's not Umatatl on Shabbos. I mean, Tyson says after you wrote the Michael Behemoth. So the Gemara says that Minig is like Rashi. The person did not bring down Rashi. We go back to Rashi in the Sugya. Rashi writes, Machlis Beis Hilbe Shammai. Rashi says the Kimtu to be Michael is things that are not worthy of Michael Behemoth, come in total. So he says, can't be. Smoke's over here. Rashi says, yeah. The first we have four Mahalch among the Rishonim can give me staff one minute to make up his son this again, Rav. If either of them are healthy about the walk with the Mogarbom, we have Rav Yushaydim, Dr. Shabbos, we have even Rajbo, the boss of Noch Shibis to it, or we have Rashi in the Sigil that says the Maestro that things you plant to remove on Shabbos that are Klippus and not Muksum. Maestro, all four are not like the Mishnah Brewer. We're making a list of Hashem altogether, making it serious over here. Mishnah does not seem to hold up enemies for miles from over here. Maybe. The core of the best AC is what to go to. Is what the Mishnah Brewer says, put lech and we'll put a fork inside your plate. I mean, you want to follow the Mishnah Brewer, that means the minute oil can make a little, can have all these two from over here. The core of the best thing is to do, you have these eclipses like Tammuz, one metatl, put a fork inside. The fork is more choshev than the iser. Iser matter, go metatl to the plate over here. The only... Sorry. Right. I mean, you have to have a metal to the bosses. How do you tilt? You have to put a head to inside to make the head to a closure to the Isser. Because it's a bosses. Bosses to the Isser. It's a bosses. Bosses. It's Meneach Medas is a bosses. Meisel, that's the clue we could say. However, you have to realize that before Shemachaber, Simon Shinches Simchov Zayin. The Muhammad over there writes very clearly that when a person needs the mokar, the look is mutu like beel and alcohol. You have this bosses, you can pick it up in with alcohol. So before Shem Muhammad says you can pick up your plate, you need the mokar. Black and white. Mokarvam over there is a question how in the world that's so. He sends you through your shaynim. It's a pillow. The Mishavu does not ask anything in Simchov Zayin. This is not Simon Nas Tavla, Simon Nidim Kaimai. The Mishavu has to answer the Muhammad somehow. How's he learning the Mechaber? Talocha, no one can argue at this point. It's Mechaber beer. Mishmu does not say I'm disagreeing with the Mechaber. What happened to Sigil Bosses? So come along, you'll have to answer that the Greece is certain one Mahalch among the Mishnah. That means one Mahalch among Taisha says there's a Hector in the plate, there's no Hector over there. The idea of the Balamar is not the case of total. So you either left with the idea of Chura, he agrees to the Mahalch among the Mishnah, the plan, the fact you plan to remove it is not nichol negedah bosses, which is very hard to say if you don't say that. He could say, because he doesn't care where the klippas fall down. What Pesach says, it's very hard to say that, he doesn't say that. But he's limited to the hetter and simch chetzim kozayim. Who he's really left with is the Rashbo. The klippas has no negedah bosses, no kshivas to it. That means the Chur and Mishmur has to agree to something. Either he goes like Yushayim and das to remove is not bosses, or he goes like the Rashbo. That klippas are tzomus will never be a case of bosses. They don't bother them with shin ches sif lazayin. You know why? Klippas are tzomus. I have been bringing that over here by us, Magarva, Chai Odom, in the Mishnah Berurah. Ezer Puja has no chshivas over here, the Rashba. Things that have no chshivas is not a bosses. If that's so, Avadi can clean up the table on Shabbos. If Tzarek Mekaymoy. Don't need Tzarek Mekaymoy only to be clean? That's a good question. That's Tzarek Mekaymoy not. That means nichol negedah tilta matzad. Is the nichol negedah kavod Shabbos? Is that tzarich mekayim? But if you need a mokum to put things there afterwards, and who you say even kavod Shabbos be the same concept over here as we've seen simur shilam and zayin, the mishmur is being mekel. Why is being mekel? You have to analyze why that's so. That means if you want to for sure get the das of the Mishnah Berurah to move your plate, put your fork inside. That about is not shaila. That about is mutl lekuli alma. But even without putting your fork inside. Number one, you have a bunch of Rishonim, and we have four Mahalchim on the Rishonim, one Maisa Smutter. Each one of which one the Mishavur holds. But the Maisa Mechaber says he can. The one of the Mishavur, without him saying anything, the Chur is saying in the Lachla Maisa, that Klippa is at some is not Nechon the Sugyo, being asking something inside the Sugyo bosses. That's the first two Chalakim in the Sugyo. I mean, again, we had a ratio, we had a sefer, the sugya mochni. That means the ratio we discussed already, the massive chiddush over here of the Sarn Kis. We have the sefer over here, the chiddush over here, the sugya of Bosses, Ben Tzah Shabbos. Now let's get the third chiddush, the sugya of mochni. We might have a question on the mochni that we're saying over here when it's the Shemeshes and Gurim Boy, that's when you have money inside the mochni. If you have no money there, we'll get to it. When the money is not there, my sense motor. What happens to get Migdash Katsoi? The answer is that's Abshimon, that's Abhuda, Huda Barab holds Migdash Katsoi, and the bicycle according to Abshimon, there's no Migdash Katsoi. That's the Sugyo. Now, first, just remember there's a Mishnah in Kalim Perkin Ches, Mishnah Beis. The Gemara by us is only quoting the first half of the Mishnah, but there's two sides to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says when the Shmetas, the Mochni, the Lochah is Ein Gerun Bayi, Ein Shmetas, Gerun Bayi. To remember, it's the opposite. That means with the Shmetas, Ein Gerun, Ein Shmetas, Gerun. Those are the words. Now, what does that mean? First, the word Mochni. What does that mean? So Rashi in the Sugya says Mochni means you had this wheel to a chariot. And you want to put money inside the wheel, this chariot over here. And look in the Mishnah and Kalim, that's how the Rash goes, the Rosh goes, the Ritva, the Rav Mishnayis, we have this wheel to the chariot. When the wheel is the Shmetas, then the Lochah is Ein Gerun Bayi. When the wheel is Ein the Shmetas, not come off, Gerun Bayi. A second mouth, come on Taisus and says, he will put money inside the wheel. I mean, people hide money, we don't hide it inside the wheel of a chariot. So he said, that's my snap shadow here. Elamai, what's the Kim Tolman discussing? He says, basically, it's a Kanshel Shedah. It's the basis, it's the thing that's holding the box on top, the shade on top. Example, you have over here this basis over here, you have the box over here, you have one thing on top of another. This is the case of the Mukhni, this is the case of the shade over here, this is the case of the Mukhni, this is the case of the shade. Basically, you have a basis, a base over here, holding the shade of the box on top. Very simple. And that's Mahalach now, Ben Tamgos, Ben Echananel, Ramban, Rashmo. Two of Malcolm, what the tight words of the word Mukhni is. Malocha, I do not see any nafkamino in the gate to us, the Sugyo Shabbos. The gate to Mumabri. The gate to Shabbos, I don't see any nafkamino what the definition is. So we'll go, the Havana has the Magavram being down, not like Rashi. Magavram brought down Tosis, that we have a base over here with a box on top, with a shade on top. That's first the Metzias. What comes out when the Basis is the Shmetis in Gurumboy? Was not the Shmetis, Gurumboy. Now, what does that mean? So first, you have this case over here where it's not nishmetas. Among the shenim, there seem to be four different mahalchim what it means when it says gerun bayi. You have to analyze it. It's not nishmetas, you can't disconnect it. There's money on the base over here. So locha is gerun bayi. I can move it. I'm moving mukso. It's meniach betas. I want to put my money there. How in the world when it's in nishmetas gerun bayi? Since when do we have a right to move mukso on Shabbos with meniach betas? What's he had over here? To come along with Ben Ephraim, what time are they showing him? He says, you're right. The case over here is when there's money on the basis, and in the box, this heter. Since the boss is the Issel heter, that is more chashir, come and talk to it. The Ban, the Rosh, the Ritva, the boss is the Issel heter. That's what Ben Ephraim's mouth. Why is this malach? I do not see what time are the price here. So, what malach? Second malach, Peter Rashbo. He says over here, that the basis is b'esim, a case over here that the person, when it says the idea of going in Gurin, we're discussing Gurin, is not the basis. Avad the Mukhni cannot move. We're discussing over here moving the shader, the box. That means the basis is a tafel. There is a box over here. So Loch is, says Rav, we're saying when it's a nishmetes, when it's not separated to, so the tafel cannot ask the box. You want to move the box, again, the tafel comes with it, no problem. Why? Because this is a tafel. A tafel can ask the ikir over here. So avada says Rashi, you cannot move the tafel over here. Avada, your person cannot move the mukhni, cannot move the base. You can't physically drag the base. The only thing you can do is move the shader, the box, and agar, the base comes with it. But let's say it's the shmetes, it comes apart. Then the loch is, since this has its own buses, and this is a bus of the buses, it'll ask the bolt, you cannot move that from mukhni. Not the shadow. The example, a person, let's say he has money on top of a pillow, on top of his bed. The money will make a basis to the pillow, can I move the pillow? With Meniach Bedas. Now the pillow will come along and ask the bed. That means in the Shmetes, will ask her one after another. That's the Rashba. That's how the Mogavon Paskins of Kontain, that's how the Mishabur seems to go.
Money is on the
shader
or money is on the base?
Money's only on the base.
How does it ask for the box?
Because, like, if money's on the pillow, it's on the bed.
But
it's the same thing, so it's attached. Since it's attached, it's the same. It's moving the mooks over here. It's like buses of the buses.
Isn't this more comparable to the case of the pillow with the money on the bed because it's on the buses? The money's on the buses.
Well, let's first go what it says over here, step by step, if you don't mind. A third malach among the Rishonim, the Ban from his Rabbi Senu at Sfartim. So he came on to Mr. Deshans, brought down the way in Beis Yosef. They want to know when it's Fakir. We're discussing over here that when it's saying when it's English Metis is going, you can move both. You can move side the Mukhti side the Shaykh. The Iker can move, and even the Tafel, because the Tafel is part of the Iker. And then when it's saying English Metis, the halacha is whether it's a Mukhti or the chariot, or the base and the backs, move both of them. And then we'll come out and that between the Rambans of Hussainu versus Rajbo is basically your pocket. You have your pocket inside, money's there. So it comes out with this Einish Metis, you can move, wear the pants. But can you put your hands inside the pocket? According to Rajbo, that about it can't. You can never move the Mukhni over here. According to Ramban, put your hands inside the pocket. Why? Because you might see let him move the Mukhni. That means that the third malach over here is we're saying English Metis going means going what? Side the Mukhni and side the Basis. Both of them over here. That might say the Chai Odom Paschal this way. And Mashmua sends you to the Chai Odom over here. The fourth Malach, the Rosh Hashito, he says, Vakert, we're coming to ask the Shedo and mat the Basis. And then Mashmua's Odom gets about what exactly his Pshad is. So, focus more on two or one Malachim. Then we have four Malachim among the Mishenim. The way the Mishavua seems to go, and the Bahram certainly does go, is like the Rajbo, that the Mukhni is only a Zalser, only discussing moving the Iker. And again, that's how the Iker is asking. Again, there is a second Malach. We're saying the Shmet is scoring by a side to move the Mukhni, a side to move the Mishis, a side to move the Iker over here. So again, let's try to stick with one Malach, the Mishavua, how he goes up in the Mogavram, again, near from the Mishavua this way. But he's saying the Mukhni is always Zalser. The Shade of Maisa when English Met is the Goran boy. First, when English Met is Goran boy, you have a right to move the Iker. Is there a din to Minara first? You have the first second off from the Tafel. It's Kamal the Mogavram. He ends off with the Rambam and says the Maisa to Minara first. Kudush ran this way and the Chayadon passes this way. The Shabua, the couple of Mishabua, Sikon Chotes, Sikon Mamani, has a Sharatzin over here. The Kamal points out that Kivega said the Steamus and Machaber is no din there. And Kirega being down with the Rajbah but says not that way, there is no dinir. I said, Mishavua's choshish. And the point of why no dinir? Because what am I moving? I'm moving the Iker. I'm not moving any Moksol here. I'm going to look at the Iker. I said, Mishavua has been decided to be more machmal like the Mogavram. That even in this situation, in the Shmetis, Gurenboy, but still you have a Chiv near first. That's in the Shmetis. When the Shmetis, what's the loch in that case? Will come out that just like when Machlok is in the Shmetis, the Rajbah versus the Ramban, Ramban's Rabbi Isai, the same Achlag is by the Shmetas, what the Lok is. According to the Rajbah, you cannot move either thing, not the money, not the Basis, and not the Shado. According to the Ramban, what comes out, the Lok is going to go right to move the Shado, but you cannot move the Mukhni. The Chai Odom passes like the Ramban, the Shibuah goes like Meisel, like the Mogavram, that cannot move either one. Again, so what comes out, Mogavram, Chidir from the Mishnebura, the Mukhni is always us to move, whether the Shmetas or in the Shmetas. Does not make a difference. Mukhni can never move. The Shedo, the Iker, it depends. If it's the Shmetas, a Locha Ein Gurenboy, in the Shmetas, Gurenboy. Number three, you always have a Chidir there. Always have a Chidir there. Now, what does the word in the Shmetas mean? That means, come along the Mogavram, wrote down by the Mishnebura, we have a case of Taifer, the case of Kosher. Something that you tie up. Come on the Mogavram, Mishmua, Kosher is different than Taifer. Taifer is something you sew on, Kosher you tie on. What does Kosher mean? It's come on the taste of Shabbos, and he says, but let's say a person does a Kesher Shalchayomo, that Avada has a look like Taifer. Now, when the taste of Shabbos says he has a Kesher Shalchayomo, it's a get of Taifer. What does that mean? Does that mean a situation to get a Hilchus Shabbos has a get of Kesher Shalchayomo? Something you plan to leave there forever to get a Kesher Kayomo. Do you mean Kesher Kayomo Vimitzias or mean Mitan Alocho? It explains Machsa Shekel when he brings down the Taisha Shabbos. He says whatever is also to be done on Shabbos has a get of Kesher Kayomo and therefore has a get of Taifer. Therefore, will come out that something that a person cannot untie, said Hilchus Shabbos, will have a loch to get to Taifer and will depend upon this Nishmetis or Inishmetis. If it's Inishmetis, you're in boy. Therefore, for example, speaks out the Shabbos Nisan, Mr. Kaplan. Mr. Kaplan in Ora Shabbos in Gilead Yud Zayin is come out 30 pages to go through the cases of Mukhni, case after case after case, on how to apply the sukkahs of Mukhni. the numerous cases out there. Try to focus more on the more classic examples. Want to know all the cases I can think about and cannot think about? I am John. He discusses, if so, comes out in the get to these jewels, which he brings down. If mitzvah hilcha Shabbos is a click there, and a person can easily take out, but they don't take out, mitzvah sugya of blade and slice you would not take out. The loch is received from this machzor shekel be the tois of Shabbos as a gather of English matters. I mean, even though he can't take it out, he might take it out once in a while. Mitzvah sugya of blade and slice will answer it as a gather of English matters. We go and buy. Sorry. No, it's taking off. It's No. No, it depends. Shmetz, ain't shmetz. But what defines the shmetz of ain't shmetz? What's the Messias? So the way that, again, Machzor Shekel is saying over, it depends on Hilchah Shabbos. And therefore, it's taking a case of Jews, it'll be the same thing again to the Shade and the Mochni. I'm not sure in what situation you mean, and maybe my father's getting a little now, to apply this, we'll discuss about the case of pockets. Because everyone has pockets. We don't have mukhnis, and we don't have really these boxes on top of our baskets over there. The first case, everyone discusses the case of pockets over there. Now, to get to these pockets, the core of the three cases, we're talking about the place again. Something that's tied on, something that is sewn on by its mouth, something that's sewn on by the length of it. Read over. The case of tied on, I think the only practical case you can have for a case of kesher, when a person, let's say, he hangs his cell phone on his belt, his belt is inside his pants pocket, that'd be a similar case of kosher. That's one. That's kosher. The case over here discussing was tafel the urcha beged, on the length. They mean they say it's a sure pocket, what they call a patch pocket. It's a patch that you're putting on top of your pocket. That's what it means. Urch. What it means when the person would say urcha beged, it's a sure pocket. They have a third type, they call independent pocket. Basically, one time in your pants pocket is something that's really, it's a separate entity that is sewn in. We'll have its halacha. That means you have to discuss three different cases here. Your shirt pocket has one halacha, your pants pocket has its halacha, and before your cell phone on your belt will have its halacha. Three different cases over here. First, to take your pants pocket, not pants, your shirt pocket first. You have over here this patch pocket that you put on top. It's sewn on three avenues. Is that our case of Mokhni or not? Speaks out the Magaram and the Mishabura has no shaykhits to the Shmetz, not the Shmetz. It's not the Sugya Mokhni. Nothing to do with that. The Sugya Mokhni is the two separate entities. There's a base over here and there's a box over here. Over here, how do you use a pocket? You have to use it, there are two sides here. One side is your shirt, one side is the patch. If you don't have the back side to it, the patch does nothing. It needs both sides. So vada, this pocket over here is a vada chilik of your shirt. It's not two separate things. It's not just a shirt with a pocket. This pocket has to be a chilik of the shirt. The pocket cannot stand by itself. Since it cannot stand by itself, it's not the sugya mukhmi. Therefore, if let's say a person has money inside before Shabbos, let's say it's a weekday shirt he did not plan to wear Shabbos menich bedas, it is usher side the pocket, side the shirt. If in the case of shakach, the loch is first too near, then you can go wear it over here. But Batim is one entity over here. They do take a step further, but let's say you do not need both sides. You take a pen, hang it on the outside. Oh, Maisa, is that two separate entities right now? Now you have something hanging on the outside, and now you have a shirt. So, Shamanisim, the Shamuk, so others want Taina, but that of Vada is still a part of the shirt, it's one thing. You found in the Kimta how to go hang up your pen on the backside. But Be'etzer, this is part of the shirt. It's one chetz over here. Agami found a knesh. She did not need to use the other side. But Vada is not a sugya mukhni. The end of the day, if they're bedas, bosses, not bedas, sugya shakach. One more point they say. But let's say you have the shirt on your bed. There's money in the pocket. Can you go over to the sleeve and move the arm? I'm not moving the pocket. I don't want to move the shirt. I just want to fold the arm, fold the sleeve. Are you allowed to go do that or not? So they point out, let's go back to the halacha by Mapel Yerino. We had over there in Simon Shintes, said the Taz, somehow we're moving this Mapel Yerino off on Shabbos. Come on the Sharitin, we down, what shot of Mapel Yerino that bothered the Taz? It's cussing underneath the leichter, even what's coming in the food. To the Sharitin, Machlik, Slavush, Strad, the Prima Godim. according to Prima Gaudium, comes out, the person has a right to uncover the food on Shabbos. That's not a problem. Just when you take off the leichter, how in the world do you read underneath the leichter? We see that Prima Gaudium could separate a chayfetz in half. If that's so, according to the Prima Gaudium, could a person move the sleeve of the shirt when he's not wearing it? I got his money inside the pocket. It says in Chaim, no. Well, if I can move the plastic, not Bel Yaino, I can move the sleeve over here. Kevin from his opposite, no. Yishlo Chalik. He wants a Taino. By this map over here, as we pointed out then, has two different functions, covering the food and underneath the leichter. So you can say two different things over here. The mice, your shirt, at the end of the day, it's one thing. It's one entity. You cannot wear your shirt without wearing the sleeve over here. About the sleeve is part of your shirt over here. Since it comes to do one function, one thing over here, we're not going to say it's two different ideas over here. That means to limit the Prima Gaudium and discussing when they're doing two different things. Don't tell me your body's wearing one part, your arm's wearing another part. No, you're wearing one bag over here. It's one entity, one thing over here. And even according to the Prima Gaudium, he wants to tie in the center from the diamond, you cannot move the sleeve. In the case, when it's a case of maniac over here. Fine, that's one pocket, your shirt pocket. A second pocket is your, what they call an independent pocket, your pants pocket over here. So once you go up Peter Rashba, the look of the pants is the shmetis, and the shmetis, very very, and they get to what? Only the pants, but not the pocket. So come out, says the Magen Avraham very clearly, the look over here is to wear the pants, and the shmetis, very very, the pants not a problem. But the pocket itself, that's the mukhni, that lemaisa is also. So the mukhni lemaisa is also to keep it inside the pocket, but to wear the pants when it's b'niach bedas, again, if it's shokach, that's one thing. But it's b'niach bedas, it's a weekday pants, not planning to wear it, or Shabbos pants, you're not planning to wear it on Shabbos, now you want to wear it on Shabbos, the pants lemaisa are mutter. The pocket lemaisa is also. But you have a dinir, hatimnar. I point out, really depends. If it's shokach, then what you'll do, you just take the pocket and pull it out. But if it's meniach, you can't touch the pocket. What you have to do is take the pants off, turn it upside down, and shake it out. That's number one. And number two, even when you wear the pants afterwards, still the pocket is ulcer. The pocket remains ulcer for the whole entire Shabbos. You can't put your hand inside the pocket. That mice remains ulcer. Midas katsoi, that always is ulcer. That means again, the halacha is when you have this pants pocket, when it's meniach, dinir, take off your pants to shake it out, the pants are always mutter, and the pocket always remains also over here.
But if you're wearing them, pants.
If you're wearing them, if you do a cartwheel, fall out, what's the big deal? Yeah, I would not take it off a chill, if that's what you're asking. You're right to wear your pants, you're right to take it somewhere else, go to the bathroom, put it upside down. I said the Rashba, Peter Rashba. I'm not saying that. Chai Adam will argue. I'm not. There's no place. I'm asking. The Peter Mishigura was coming from the Magen Avraham, which is the Rashba.
Wearing the
pants
about the
Shmuel,
so it
doesn't come out of... No, it's not. Well, it comes heter. No, it still comes out of pants. It moved to the pockets also.
But the Shmuel is not finished yet.
It's not finished.
It's still been about the shmushes. It doesn't get a bruise to me then.
It depends what you hold. It's called my voice. Every moment it's also.
Let's see how many
you know
about the shmushes.
Economy. Let me do it.
You check the packet.
Yeah. The third case over here is when you have your cell phone. You want to show everyone you have your cell phone hanging on your pant, on your belt. It's on your pants. That's a case of nishmetes, or case of kosher. The loch is the choral. It'll aser, style your belt, and aser even your pants. That means your cell phone will answer it. What's on your belt, on your pants, again, it was meich badas, in case of shokach, it won't be a problem. It's meich will answer your pants. Now, shaking the money that's meich in your pants, that mice will not answer your pants. That's what it says by the Mishagura, the Mogavra. Come on, Chodim is my name, the one Taina. Our pants are different than the pants they wore 150 years ago beforehand. We have different type of pants. Without the belt bottoms, we have different type of pants over here. They come with two different reasons over here. One is, Kamal Rosh Hamazan is more in Shmir Sham Kilchosai. When a person goes buys pants, when he buys pants without pockets, everyone has pants, has pockets to it. Everyone has. If it had no pockets, you say it's a pants that's pokum. Say it's true, something wrong. If someone will sell to you very, very cheap, you'll think about it maybe. But no one, when he has two options, what to go buy pants with pockets without pockets, or buy pants without pockets. Therefore, coming from Zaman's Ma'ur, and he says, our pants then have to come with pockets. So one, we'll say two different entities over here, one's icky, one's a tuffle. That's part of your pants. For example, no one will say, you know what, I'm going to buy a shirt, I'm going to buy the sleeve to the shirt. Two separate entities over here. I'm going to, when it has no sleeve, that's one shirt. When it has a sleeve, it's another shirt. We buy a shirt with a sleeve. That's what a shirt is. No one will say, that's two different things. No one can say, this is the icky and the sleeve's a tuffle. No one. If so, let's say the same thing. No one will say your pants with a pocket, without a pocket, do different things. Say our pants come with pockets. Again, once you cover your body, once you cover your sleeve. I'm just trying to bring out the point. Just like everyone understands, by a shirt, the sleeve is part of the shirt, and not two separate entities, not a tuffle to the shirt. The Hura, today, no one buys a pair of pants. I've never seen this. I've never came to fan yet to buy pants without pockets. They want to tie it. This is right now your pants. Our pants come with pockets. And not two things over here.
A gun that is sewn together.
What? They had the chariots. They put it down. They took the wheels. For example, the caravans, not motorhomes, trailers have wheels to it, and then they take the wheels off, they drive away. Yes, they did. That was the same thing. Why? You know what that gola even looks like? Fine. Do you know how to use that gola? So, my son, the pants are not two separate entities over here. You want to have this, today's pants are with pockets, like a shirt has a sleeve to it. David was forming down his question over here. Shall is, if that's so, when your money left inside your pants, but das, you'll ask your pants over here. It's all one entity. So more Shabbos and Yana wrote to Shabbazam and ask him, I see you asking it. So no, I'm not asking it. Only to the Sikish boy, I'm not coming to answer it. That's one issue. Of course, there's even a bigger issue over here. In those days, when they had a pants, then what they do, they would sew on a different material to make a pocket. Today, if you cut out your pocket, there's a hole in your pants. If you sit down, you'll see your skin. It's not like in those days they had a whole pair of pants, and afterwards they added on a pocket. Here, your pocket is the wool of your pants. Cut it out, try, and you'll see you have a hole there. And if you sit down, you'll see your leg. Come on, the Ur Chaim, the Shalmanis, and others, they point out, it is not like in those days where they sewed on a separate material, you had a complete pair of pants. Our pants are not complete without your pocket because there'll be a hole there physically. That everyone agrees to.
If you cut it out,
you'll have a hole there. You'll have, be very air conditioned. It'll be very nice. So, my side, I see that it's back in the Chodesh Shani. He says, you're right. He says, I took it about, maybe it depends upon who says, the people got him. To even function over here. My submission would not paskin which one, Choshe Vabol. They asked him, Choshe says, he says, for example, if you have a muksa on the car door, if you tell me the door is one chilek and the car is another part, someone buys a car without a door. If you have no door, there's no wall to the door, to the car. She says, the pocket, of course, that's an example. The car door is like the same idea of your pocket. That is the wool to your pants. And then I've not seen anyone answer well. Why that's not so, and why the Malachim is still saying that our pockets over here, when they have money inside, Mariach Badas, the pants are allowed to wear. Before a penis for our pants, unless you cannot wear what's Mariach Badas. Because you're missing.
This pocket would be good.
Depends which pocket, but I'm talking about pants pocket. Instead of pants pocket, you cut it out, and can try it, you'll see the mice, there's a hole there, you sit down, you'll see your leg.
But right now,
it's the wall of your pants. Right now, that's what it is.
Pants,
tell me all the lumbus. This is the Matthias. Now, Maisi, we see over here that the month of being on the local, that a person wears his pants on Shabbos, he should not wear his pants on Shabbos because he has a bayah beside going out with it. Now, this halacha brought down over here, brought down the Simchat Shin Aleph. Now, they do point out maybe when you have a sukkah in the area, maybe the rabbot does not apply when you have money inside. Again, it's not that simple. You have to learn the sukkah ration days over there. Machlokes among the achrayim you ever had to when you have area over here. raised the question of Chaim Kanievsky, says, it might be a book out of the Erev, who knows. If you want to ask, even when you have a case of Erev, if you'll have to take out the money anyway. They do point out, Lechora, why Dafka be his, this halacha brought down, was brought down already earlier in this halacha. Again, the Sukkot by itself. Why is Dafka over here? Well, as far as they point out, because over here you cannot put your hand inside the pocket and take things out. So since you can't put your hand and can't do anything, it will warn you, very careful, to not go out and wear this pants pocket with the money inside. Building upon the idea of these pockets, we come to the next level, the idea of these drawers and the table over here. The Shulchan of Megira. What comes out, the Mishavua, the Maharavam, equate the idea of pockets to the drawers over here. Same Sugyav. Now there are those who say it's a different Sugyav. Come on, the Archa Shulchan says, Mukhni is a case where it's a tuffle. Yeah, the case where the pocket is a tuffle to your pants, to your shirt, to the tuffle. Ma'ashenki wants to tie down these drawers and the table. They're two different functions. The table is what you eat upon, the drawers is what to store things in. Therefore, not want a tuffle to the acre or vice versa. Over here, the two different functions, two different points over here. The Archa Shulchan says, do not compare the two sugyas, nothing to do with another. Two different ideas over here. But let's go with the Shabu, the Maharavam. The idea of a drawer to a table, the same halacha, like a pants pocket, Kedoyma. Now, if so, come on the halacha, Maharavam Mishmur says, depends, in the Shemetis and the Shemetis. If you have a jewel over here, that's the Shemetis, and in the jewel of Maisha, there's Mokso, the halacha is, ain't going, but you cannot even move the table. If inside the jewel, the case over here, that's Mokso, and the case over here is that in the Shemetis, you can't take it out, the halacha is going, but the halacha can move the table. We're very simply on the jewel over here, when they cannot take it out inside Hilchos Shabbos, we cannot take it out physically, the halacha is, then the halacha is, you can move the table, otherwise you can't. Sometimes the gates still give a stand over here. They do point out, let's say you have two drawers. One has Heter, one has Isser. So then, do you get involved with Nishmetis, not Nishmetis? They say, no, that is a Basel, Isser Heter, that is more Chashiv. Says, that's going to Mavadi, you can't even talk to it.
No, the Heter is not Nishmetis, and
the
Isser is
Nishmetis. That's a good question. Now, they do point out, again, this case with the Lechor, the Tafel, and Iker. Let's say, for Kareth, those one tiny dresser you have, let's say, in your bedroom. The main thing in the dresser is the drawers. You might have something on top to put things on top of. So, usually, Mishavua Magavam is causing when the table is the ikker, the drawer is where you store things. And your bedroom is Faket, the drawers are the ikker, and the thing on top might say is really the tuffle over here. The guy might want it, but it's only the case of the tuffle over here. Baron Berkut says, Faket, if the locha is looks inside the drawer, if the situation is in the Shemetis, you won't have a head of Gurion Boy. Because that's the ikker has the mukhs over here. It's not drawer versus thing on top. It's drawer when the drawer is a tuffle to the thing on top. But otherwise, if the thing on top is not a tuffle, you cannot move your dress over here on Shabbos with any shmetis, whether it's on Hilchos Shabbos or Metzias, when the situation over here has mukhs inside of the dresser. Now, if a person has on the table heter and has inside the drawer iser, that doesn't mean the Mishmur has a bit of a shayat scene that's specific about it. Now, we discuss for carrot. Let's say you have over here on the table, you have mukso. And is it, you have on the table mukso and you have the drawer over here. I mean, you only have mukso, there's no heter. Can you open the drawer? That means, for example, on the table, you have your lechter. Or you have your Shabbos neiros. You have a drawer to your table. Can you open the drawer? There are no chalas there. I let open the drawer. Let's analyze it. Come to Shabbos and say, let's make a kolsh game. Madach the tuffle. The locha can ask the ikker. It's only in a situation when you have the ikker that has the muksa on, a madach should ask the tuffle. That's who wants a title. Maisi points out himself, looking at the Tehillah Dovin and the Iskwash John Moshe and the Shmei Shabbos and others, a title that the tuffle can, when in the Shmetz Gurin or in the Shmetz Ein Gurin, can ask the top because boss of the bosses. But here, the Maisi, since the tuffle has no shaykhs to the ikker, the whole idea of the jewel underneath has nothing to do with the ikker, how will we ask it? Because there's a lechter over here. When I move my jewel, it does not affect the lechter. Nothing to do one with another. It doesn't affect it. So what shaykh is that do thing on top? Then when one time, like, Gabi can ask the table, it can't move the table, the jewel of mice, it can't open. There's no shaykh is the thing on top.
But it's one entity. It doesn't go to the
reflex that you build. I think maybe even with Lucia Strat would be in this case we spoke out then.
That's
just yeah, Mamash, you see, it's two different things about
him.
Now, yeah. Now, they do point out, let's say you have a jewel that's not Nishmetis, say Gurion Boy, let's say there's Isser on the table and there's Heter Chal in the jewel. So, what's Lachan to get to the Shulchan over here? can now the heter in the jewel affect the shulchan that has the iser on top? Can we ask the thing on top? Can we now not do the thing on top? Can we switch the thing around over here?
So
they say it really depends how we answer the sugya of the Bialach's question when chavis with yang inside. You get a rack on top. So you have iser on top. The loch is a person that cannot move the chavis. In fact, the Bialach, why isn't the chavis a possible isleheter? You have wine and you have a rack. And therefore the wine is more chosh than the rack. Let's move the chavis and wine with the rack on top. Why are we asking it? So we're two malach. The way the Mishmur goes, what he calls it, putting the according to the Rishonim, that since the rack is on the Pia Chavis and the ass is the top, you can't move the rest. If you go with that Malach, says the Chayit Noah, that comes out, that even though there's heter in the drawer, you cannot be matter the table, that's Mamashu one inside the Chavis, that cannot be matter the rack on top. That's how the Shani we pointed out. The Or Sameach went like the Meir's Malach. Anytime is the only reason why I buy a rack on top of the chavis and the yayin, we asked it, because there's no way to get the wine unless you took off the rack first. So the rack is blocking it because it's on top of the chavis over here. You couldn't get to the wine. But over here, you can get to the challah, you open up the drawer. You can get to the challah. You can get to the challah as an entity by itself. According to the Ursa Mech, it'll come out, Galoch is, the carb wants to pass this way. The hetter will matter the iser, with more chavis, you can't move the table over here.
What do we do?
Well, if you go like the Mishabu, it's also. If you go like that, most of them are also. They go like the Mishabu. One more step they speak out, and that's the main focus of Shalmisa, where it's 30 pages discussing. The person has a leaf to a table. The table is the Iker, and the Amazon leaves to it. Is that the case of Iker and Tuffel, the Sugya Mukhni, again, about the Shmetis and the Shmetis? Is that the same Sugya or not? Let me use an example. Let's say the Iker table is a lifter, and you have the Chalor on the leaf they added on. Or vice versa, you have the lifter on the leaf and you have the chel on the ikker. To make a difference, you add on the ikker on Shabbos or not, the teifel on Shabbos. How do you look on these leaves that being added on to Shabbos? Is that our sugya or not? By the end of the day, he asked or got letters from Chaim Kanievsky and Om Yashiv and Om Sturmbach and Om Gelber. All of them said, prepare echel, the same thing. It's not our sugya, nothing to do with it. They're not two separate entities, it's not an ikker and teifel, it's a thing itself. It's one table over here. One table. Therefore, however you look at the thing that's one, that's this call over here. Gam the Yitzchak of the Shani is assuming about this question. Take one last case to make it as practical as can be. A stroller. In a stroller, basically, a person, let's say, they have a pocketbook that's buksal, but they put Mnich Bedas inside the stroller. In the stroller, there are three places you can put it. You can either put it inside where the kid sits, you can put it underneath by the basket, or you can put it on what I think they call the mommy hooks. You have these hooks on it, you hang bags on it, the mommy hooks over there, and you put over there a wallet on these hooks. The question over here is, the guarantee stroller that you've not planned to use on Shabbos and now comes out, they're using it on Shabbos. What's aloha? How do you look at that stroller over here? So first, if you put over here in the seat itself, that's the main thing, that's the ik over here. If in the case of niach, about the case of balsas. If in the case of shokach, what's aloha? Minar. If the kid is here, lav dafka it's a minar, it's very hard to shake the kid out with the thing itself. Take the kid out, check it out. But now, if kid do near, do a case of total. That's in the seat itself. In the basket, people have different types of baskets in the stroller. I've looked around. Certain baskets are sewed on, are always there. And most baskets can be physically taken off. And on Shabbos, I don't think there's an issue taking them off. So it really depends. In the situation of eating the shmetes, the ones that lochi cannot take it off, then the lochi is gurin boy, if you're right to push a stroller. That means you have a wallet on the basket underneath. You want to push the stroller, no problem. The Chachila says the Mishnah, you should do it near and check out the wallet. Unless you cannot check out the wallet, no problem pushing the stroller. And even if you shake it out, still do not use the basket. The basket is always books over here. Always books over. But let's say the case it's sold on, the case over here of Einish Metas, the one Salocha, the stroller is books on. The Einish Metas, if it gets taken off, then halacha is anger in body. A person cannot push the stroll over here. That means if it's a case of shokach, which is very common, everything's water, just binaret, keep binaret, to tell the grandson. In the case of beniach over here, if it's a case of selon, ain't shmetes, then halacha is anger in body. If I can't, shmetes anger in body. But then it comes out, the mukhni, or the basket is always mukhsa, you can never use it on Shabbos. They get to the mommy hooks. if you hang things on it, and you only have something that's smokes over there, the loch is mamas a case of nishmetes. The loch is, and then the striola comes out mukso. The bus of buses, and you do the pedas, it's also. It's not pedas, shokach. Maisha, you can shake it out over here. Send you'll be in the gate, you have a couple here. The kid has his drinking cups. Some of them are can be taken out. Some of them cannot be taken out. If on Shabbos you have a right to take them out, anything you put there in das will answer everything, even the stroller. If it cannot be taken out, the halacha is you can push the stroller, just put that thing outside. And the cup of mice will only be mukhs over here. By Bez Hashem, on Sunday, we'll be mamshach to finish off the Chai Odom over here in the Geta Eze Prutos. Also, we'll focus on the Sugya of Balei Chaim, the Sugya of playing with wolves on Shabbos, and Kiddush al Tarnagol. That's love.
Yeah.